on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
And a few guests also today. I love it when I have my guests, but it is the Monica J. Show, your show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, 92.3 and 99.1. Use those numbers. Use those signals. 991fmtalk.com. That's our website. Answer today's poll question concerning employers and Antifa. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's my email. You can get a hold of me at any time. I get quite a number of emails. I try to get back to as many people as I can. And we also have our talk and text line at 884-9910. I know I throw the numbers out fast, but if you just go to 991fmtalk.com, you can find all that information there. This is getting bad. Just got this text. Good morning, Monica. The riots will certainly play into the stay at home, afraid to open the economy. You should be drugged from your business and beaten, or you could be. Curfew keeps the economy shut down, reinforces vote by mail. It's not a pandemic. It's a political damn panic. One goal, lots of diversion. Over here, over there, look, a squirrel. We went directly from a pandemic shutdown, high tensions already, to a national spark of racism. Numbers will show you. If you believe in numbers and not emotions, numbers will show you police officers kill more white people than black people. Numbers will show and prove to you that more black people kill black people every single day on the streets of their communities. But that doesn't fit the narrative of black versus white. That doesn't fit the narrative of causing problems with Christians versus Jews versus Muslims. That doesn't fit the narrative of rich versus poor. You're being played. You're being played. There is only one race in this world, and it is the human race. The color of our skins doesn't make any difference. The texture of our hair, the way we speak. To be kind, to have morals, to have values, that's family. That's just common sense. Let's go to my guests on the phone line, Paul White of Quality of Life Reno and LaMarcus Tinker. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting LaMarcus yet, but I can't wait. Talking about division and what we see here in Northern Nevada. Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Monica. It's good to be here. LaMarcus and I are going to be part of the solution to what you're talking about, starting Saturday at 2 o'clock on your channel. We're debuting our show on this channel. It's called Race Across America. And, you know, they say the first casualty of war is truth. Well, there's nothing like this. This is an open dialogue on everything that's race in America, and saying, you know, Malcolm X said, I'm for truth no matter who tells it. That's what our talk show is going to be about. So, LaMarcus, what are we going to be talking about on there?
Alrighty, Monica, thank you for having me. As Paul alluded to, this is going to be a show where we have the tough conversations that nobody wants to, you know, talk about. And it's going to be a wide spread of topics, from the Black Lives Matter to the root of this racial divide here in the country. But everything has a basis of love and understanding and respect, so that we can have these conversations, these tough conversations. We can speak in truth and speak from experience and be able to bridge the gap so that we get to that place that you talked about, Monica, of being one human race. But before we can get there, I think there's some skeletons in our closet that need to be brought out, and we're going to tackle those conversations, hard conversations, but necessary conversations so that we can move forward as one, as the human race. But at the same time, we're going to address the concerns of those in the community to bring light to certain things. Again, have those tough conversations so that we can create a safe place for healing. And so we are really looking forward to launching this new show called Race Across America.
I'm so excited about it. Again, it's Saturdays, 4 o'clock, right here on 99.1.
Two o'clock.
2 o'clock Saturday, right here on 99.1 FM Talk. But LaMarcus, I have to ask you, was this about what we're seeing across the country right now? Was this about George Floyd?
I believe that what we're seeing across the country right now, as far as the peaceful protests, are about George Floyd. I'm a firm believer that I understand that everyone is angry, and, you know, some people feel they have the right to be angry. But I think our anger is clouding the conversation. I believe that it's getting away from George Floyd, and it's now just individuals who want to cause chaos in these communities. But the message is getting lost. The message is about equality amongst all people, black people, brown people, white people, all different ethnic groups. But that message is getting lost because there are individuals that are destroying property and defacing police stations and churches and things like this. And that is clouding the narrative. And the narrative needs to stand clear. There was a man who was murdered, who was killed, and we all watched it. And yes, we want justice. We want equality. We want to be heard. And we want cops to be held to a certain standard, just like everyone else is. However, violence is not the answer. Destroying our communities is not the answer. And anyone who believes that to be the case is utterly wrong, because these communities that are being destroyed are the communities in which the individuals that are wanting a voice at the table, wanting to be treated fairly, live in. So there's no possible way for us to get to that place through violence. It has to be through tough conversations, Monica.
Marcus, yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
Marcus, do people need to start policing themselves and turning in their own? I mean, we see so much violence in places like Chicago, in the big cities, Atlanta, but people don't. How do I put this? You don't want to be a snitch, obviously, but at some point you have to work with the police or clean up your own community as well.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I feel that it's twofold, Monica. I think that you have to work with the police and the police have to work with you. I think that in the community, in order for there to be healing, there has to be transparency. There has to be understanding and communication. And I think it's both ways. There needs to be, you know, the police stepping up and saying, hey, we're willing to hear your discrepancies and work with you, but I need you to work with us in order to help our jobs be easier so that we're not in certain types of situations and certain individuals on their side and our side cannot try to manipulate it and play on those, you know, situations for their own agenda. I think it has to be both ways because there is an issue on both sides that definitely needs to be addressed.
Paul, what are you getting yourself into? You're already being targeted for taking the tough stance on the homeless situation, and now you're going to bring race into it too?
Oh, Monica, it all weaves together. See, this is why the show is going to be worth watching. Is there's nothing like it. For example, great majority, overwhelming majority of those people out there marching of any color, they don't give a flip about George Floyd. Not a flip. I mean, and for instance, the white couple outside their business getting beat with 2x4s by the black looters out there. Where's the march for that? Where's anybody saying that old white man got beat, pounded by that black male nurse in Detroit? Who's talking about that? that kid who, you saw the one where he got, was getting kicked in the face and got the skateboard on the head, almost got like beat to death right in front of the camera. In other words, this is about crime and right and wrong. This isn't about, I tell you what, somebody's going to have to really work hard to tell me there's any inequality that needs to be knocked out in today's 2020 America that's not self-inflicted. So we've got great stuff. I mean, you know, you want people to be honest, but yes, we got five states flying the Confederate flag on their state flagpole and a law that requires their kids to salute and pledge to their state flag. Are you kidding me? So it's old, it's new, it's never been done right. It's a, you know, again, Malcolm X had it right, and that's what got him killed. I'm for truth, no matter who tells it. I'm for justice. I don't care who it's for or against. That's what our show's going to be like, and we really look forward to putting it out there.
Yeah, it's the only color that seems to matter nowadays is green. It's not the black, it's not the white. It's all about the green. But, you know, as we go forward, though, do we also go backwards? I mean, do we destroy the monuments? Do we destroy history? I mean, you brought up the Confederate flag.
If I might, for instance, okay, you know, Nazi Germany, nobody goes around waving swastikas in Germany. Nobody. They've got a law on that. And yeah, I got a lot of friends. I mean, part of my family's from the South and stuff. And when they try to sit there and make the argument on history, there's just no argument to be made. Zero. About, you know, it was, and we're going to go into, there's a ton of facts people just don't know about what was. Now, the other thing, there's a ton of facts that people don't know about is how much disproportionate, here's one to the viewers, Ku Klux Klan was horrible, beyond description. At their peak, 4 million Americans, Monica, belong. It's humiliation. And in 86 years, they killed about 3,600 black people. Okay? Horrible. Now, 3,600 black deaths. That's a little more than the number of blacks killed by other blacks every 6 months in America today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was the Klan over 86 years. So there's a need for two things. There's a need for people to go back and get it right. And, you know, like they say, before something can heal, you got to fully uncover it. It's never been fully uncovered. And then coming to the front, you've got, like, if you heard the governor and CV and our city manager, police chief, whoever he is today, making these, what are they apologizing for that's got to be equal today? Now, LaMarcus is going to have some great thoughts on this and me back and forth, but it's just like, take each case individual, each person, give them the dignity and respect, you know, the great line in the Bible, have we not all one father? Well, if mm-hmm. we do, then we need to start treating each other that way, you know.
All right.
And so there's nothing like it. We've run it for 12 weeks on Facebook Live, and it's exploded with a number. So Jerry was good enough to give us a spot here, and we're looking forward to it.
All right. Well, actually, we're having a little cutout on the phones. You're kind of coming and going, and I don't want to muddy up the conversation here. So we will look forward to it. Hopefully, you guys will join me on Friday again before the big launch. But it's this Saturday, Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m. for the entire month of June. And who knows? We may even have to just keep this going. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk right after this.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, uncovering the truths of what is going on around the country and the reality. But the fact that you should be the most upset about that Sisolak is putting on this big show that he's just indifferent that, you know, Trump would even consider taking over and bringing in military. Well, yeah, because Sisolak and Sheevy can't handle the job. Can everybody who saw online or in different versions that there was going to be a riot here? Raise your hand. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right there. Do you know they had no plan in place? No plan. All got started with just regular beat cops and regular staff down there trying to protect people and protect property. No plan in place. But that's what happens when you have a chief of police who is now the city manager and a mayor who, I don't even know what talent she has for this. Oh, following orders, following directions. That's what her plan is. Not getting involved. Making sure none of the protesters were hurt. Making sure none of the rioters were hurt. They're rioters, not protesters. Stop using that term for them. After the rally for George Floyd was over, that's when a distinctive plan should have been kicked into place. But it wasn't until things got interesting. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Vance this morning. Hi, Vance.
Okay, now we're working.
Now we're working.
Yeah, all right. Highball report here. I'm over on the west side of the McCarran Loop. And going underneath the I-80 overpass, somebody has hung several signs up there that spells out Black Lives Matter. All right. Here we go. What makes you folks so bloody special? Your blood, I hope, is red, as is mine. And we are no different from each other. You keep calling for unity. Well, how in tarnation are we going to be unified when you keep setting yourselves apart as something special? You are not. Okay? As for the black man getting screwed over, well, that might have been true up maybe into the mid-60s. But all the barriers have been knocked down by the likes of Katherine Johnson and Carl Brashear in all aspects of our society. So until you grow up, this is not going to go away. And not until you reject the likes of Louis Farrakhan, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and Barack Obama. This is going to go on. And it only leads to one conclusion. And it will be a bloody mess. If that's what you want, that may be what you get, but you're not going to like what you get. So you either knock this I am special crap off, or it's going to continue to fester.
Vance, it's just a part of the play. It's a part of the playbook. We've even had people from Black Lives Matter come forward and say, yeah, they're paid to do this. This isn't really a fight for minorities. It's not a fight for justice. Because if it was, they wouldn't be carrying signs that say, kill all white babies. They wouldn't be carrying signs that say, you know, white privilege. I have worked for everything that I have in my life, and so have you. There's only a, you know, money privilege. That's all there is. And there's a certain class of people that want to control everything.
Well, I'll tell you what, when they stand before God, your status down here on this planet ain't going to mean squat.
Exactly. Vance, thank you so much for the call and the level head and not cursing. We appreciate that. It's the Monica J. Show, but it's your show. What are your concerns? My concern is that people are talking about race wars and civil wars, and we cannot, as a dignified, as a decent society, allow that to happen. But people keep pushing us that way. And innocence will be hurt in the crossfire. Just like that young woman's sister. Just like a police officer. Just like a business owner. You have to wake up. We can't allow this to continue. We can't allow a city government to not have a plan in place when there is a protest or a riot coming. When it's on social media, people being called from outside of our community. Are they that stupid? Or are we that stupid for having them in office and letting this continue? Here's a Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Notice the smile on my face. You bring that out in me. Thank you for listening to my rants. Thank you for being a part of the show and wanting to go further. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk are not just your live and local talk stations. They're your community. They're your outlet. We are in a primary election right now. Did you forget about that? Because of all that's going on? Are you looking at your ballot differently now? Knowing what people are doing and not doing? And saying and not saying? Skip sent me an email just a few minutes ago. Hi, Monica. Ms. Monica. It's actually Mrs. Monica, but that's okay. Spoiled with freedom, not earned, but handed to them, gives you selfish citizens. Crime with little consequences makes it even worse for all of us. Politicos do not have all the answers. They have become part of the problem with their self-interest and greed. Corporations also guilty with their greed, i.e. moving overseas, like Apple. So many. Where did it all start? Is it about race? Is it about socioeconomic standards, status, values, morals? What makes us who we are? Well, what makes me who I am is taking responsibility and thinking for myself. But also taking into account other people. Not their feelings, because we need to stop this feeling BS when it comes to law enforcement and when it comes to local, state, and federal governments. We need to get back to the basics. And I would like to send a huge, huge shout out and thank you to Nevadans Can. Because the Nevada red flag law will now be in court on June 4th. Finally. It's pretty sad that we have to sue our own government to respect our rights. But that's exactly what happens when you have people with money, when you have people with influence, who control those we supposedly put in office to lead. We have no leaders in office right now. Not on the city council, not on the commission, not even in our federal government. Where is Mark Amaday? Where is he even showing signs of encouragement or words of leadership for the community he supposedly represents? This is getting pretty pathetic. And Derek, I agree with you. Talk and text line 884-9910. It's all about divide and conquer, Derek.
Yes. It's all in the learned elders, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. This is the secret societies who's been their long-term, hundreds of years goal is to control the whole population of the whole plane that we live on.
And the one world society.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah. No, I was agreeing with you. Yep. The one world society.
Yeah. And it's the people who have been in control of the money for 2,000 years. The people that Jesus drove out of the temple, the money changers. And it's the same people that you ask, who controls our media? Who controls our banking? It's that same tribe, the Ashkenazi Khazars.
I think that's a little much for people, but I would encourage everyone to go and look at the five corporations that control literally your entertainment, your food, your telecommunications, your media. It's all connected. And I keep trying to explain to people that it doesn't stop at Soros. There's a whole nother level above Soros. You want to search a name? You want to look something up? Look up Pesur. They don't use that name anymore. But you'll get the idea. Payseur. We can do better than this. We have free will, and we can think for ourselves. But you have to do it. I unfortunately encouraged a woman to join a Republican women's group. And she joined the wrong one. She was bullied. She was intimidated. And she was lied to. So she just decided to not go back. So what do you do when you try to speak the truth, when you try to enlighten people, and then people like Kim Bacchus, Cindy Carano, Mindy Elliott, big names in the community, try to use Republican funds to get Democrat councilman, sorry, I had to pause there because I forgot his name. That's so how much I care about him. Devin Reese elected. It's pretty disgusting. If you're going to be a Republican, be a Republican. If you're not, if you're going to be a Republican, just try to use influence, then move on. And let the real conservatives out there try to do something to better our community. Because when you allow people like Hillary Sheevy to do the bidding for you, because basically she's a puppet, just like Soto is a puppet, one of the nicest guys, such a sweetheart, but you know what? That's what it is. You have to be honest about the people who control things, who manipulate things. And then the hanger-oners, the ones who just want to go to the parties, who want to be invited so they can think that they're part of the crowd. I don't need people like that. Do you? When are you going to say something not only about your elected representatives, the ones who have already chosen who will succeed them in office, i.e. Settlemyer? Wheeler had his eye set on being senator. That wasn't in the cards. The career politicians who want to be someone. It doesn't just happen in Washington, D.C. We've got our own little swamp right here. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Terry. Terry wants to talk about the unrest that we're seeing here. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Monica. How you doing this morning?
I'm getting it out of my system. How about you, Terry?
I can see that, and I appreciate your enthusiasm. I wanted to talk about one thing that's a little bit off subject, and that is they were canceled Hot August Nights. You know, I'm so sad about that. It's such a great thing, and I feel like, you know, that this whole thing with the virus and now the protests, it's almost like the people that are behind all this are just keep on orchestrating all this, and everything's getting wrecked. Yeah. And it's really pissing me off, to quote someone I just heard.
And it should be, Terry. And that's why we have to confront them, because not only is it just for the pride of having this spectacular event, for the fun of it all, seeing those great cars that we're never going to, you know, see again. They're never going to be built like that again. It's $20 million or more out of our economy, out of the convenience stores, the mom-and-pop restaurants, the mom-and-pop shops. That is what keeps the city and this whole community alive.
Well, you know, I've got some friends that actually, they buy things all year, they save, and they keep on filling their trailers up for these events. And they're just going to be totally, you know, belly up. I don't know how they're going to survive it. As soon as we heard the news, my friend calls me, says, what am I going to do? I'm all invested again this year. He makes good, and he lives off of it for months.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you going to do?
Smaller hotels and community businesses, literally, because of the push and the influx of Hot August Nights, goes for the entire year.
Oh, yeah. The tire shops, the repair shops, mm-hmm. the transmission shops, everybody. Yeah. Everybody gets money out of that. I don't know what to say. I'm so fed up. I'm like you this morning. That was the last straw right there when they did that. Just so angry.
Yeah. And just, you know, I'm waiting for the next shoe. You know, is it going to be the balloon race next? Is it going to be the air race next? Is it going to, just say the year is canceled and be done with it so we can get on with other things.
Yeah. I think,
you know, I'll go someplace else that's open. Yeah.
Yes, me too.
Terry,
well, you have a good day, young lady.
And you try not have to get a great too day, and tell your friend I'm sorry to hear about that he's invested in all that and he's lost it. One more quick phone call as we sorry we cut Derek off early. I guess Derek, you had one more thing to say.
Yes, the cynic in me sees this incident with George. What was his name? Floyd.
George Floyd.
Yeah, and then all these riots happening right on the heels of that. It takes a lot to organize that. I'm thinking this is all a big put up deal to divide and conquer.
Yeah.
Here I have a solution for the big problem is to stop funding it. And what do I mean by that? It means the federal income tax, which is unconstitutional, it's not lawful, stop filing and paying it. We're paying for our own demise.
I'm okay with the federal income tax, but I'm not okay with the way that it's spent because I want to help take care of people. I want to make sure we have a good education, but it shouldn't be going through the feds. It should be going through the state. But Derek, the real funding that needs to be stopped are all these nonprofit fake organizations that are supposedly, you know, out there for the communities, the community organizers, the community get out the vote groups. All being funded by billionaires that should have their assets frozen. And I'm getting tired of saying George Soros because we all know where the money is coming from. Soros. The little squirt that ran for president. We know where the money's coming from. Cut it off. Because without the money, they don't get to play these games with us. We'll wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
All right, I'm going to try and get this text out. Is it true that the UN has been renamed UNNWO? Please check for us. Yes, it has. The UN is now UNNWO.org, and it stands for United Nations New World Order. And this is nothing new. They have always been very honest about their plans for all of us, and that includes depopulation. So I want to try and get this out as fast as I can. Good day, my friend. Nice description of Shivi, puppet. I'm outraged and suffering narcosis from lack of sleep. I contacted the Reno police direct Friday night because of the absurd noise disturbances with cars and motorcycles racing and screeching of tires all night long in downtown area. I've reported multiple times in the last 90 days. Nothing changes because it's acceptable. This behavior leads to bigger things, obviously. Saturday, I was forced to sit in my car and wait for the rioters to go by my car and house as they headed for the police station. I phoned the police to inform them that hundreds of rioters were headed their direction. Their response was, "We got it covered." They were not from here, and a peaceful agenda was not their plan. The rioters started tagging, and nothing was done as the police department's hands were tied. Thanks, Sisalak and Shivi. Dumb. You may have seen the tweets from Shivi. These two yahoos have no idea what's going on. These people are not protesters. They are terrorists. I believe their agenda has nothing to do with the death of George Floyd. It's an excuse. It's not a race. It's accepted behaviors, or it's not a riot. It's accepted behaviors because the leaders of this state do not want to enforce the simple rules. Their behavior was illegal and action should have been taken at that point by military backup. Yeah. Where was our National Guard? I never saw it in the end. But the governor said, hey, you know, this is an emergency. Call it out for you. Get you some help. There was no riot plan in place through the city of Reno and the Reno Police Department. So this could have happened at any time, and they still would have had no clue. Sorry, that last part was my own thought. I wasn't able. This letters, emails, excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. If you missed any part of the show, check out the podcast and answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Until tomorrow, be blessed. I love you. And just remember, the truth is out there.